Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board today. Looking forward to some great dialogue and discussion. We're going to be talking about a question or a scenario that I believe affects each and every one listening and beyond our studio audience. We're going to talk about today living in fear. What does it mean to live in fear? Are you living in fear? What does the word fear mean? What's the antidote for fear based on the Word of God? All you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is just look at some of the world headlines. You see the headlines. I'm looking at one. Ukraine's Chernobyl nuclear plant loses power, sparking fear of radiation leaks in all of Europe. Russia-Ukraine war. Russian nuclear threat likely increasing, U.S. intel officials say. Another headline. New law penalizes Christians for opposing the worldview of those in power. Another headline, the demonic plan to subvert God's creation. Another headline that says, what do you believe about where the world is headed? Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching what seems to be a world out of control. Now, with that being said, that brings fear to the heart and the life of most individuals, and it's only natural to a degree. What is the solution? What's the antidote for that? What does the Bible say about fear? We'll be talking about that today on this broadcast. Pastor Davis is with me, Pastor Glenn Davis from up in Folkestone, Georgia. I'm delighted to have you with us today, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. It's always a pleasure to be with you on a fabulous Friday.
Fabulous Friday.
This is what I call it, amen. This is another day that the Lord has made, and we can still rejoice and be glad in it.
Absolutely.
In spite of everything we've seen in the headlines, where we're getting ready to go to in this broadcast on today, speaking about fear to the people of God, amen, so that we will have the right perspectives, you know, about fear, the definition, the meaning, you know, how to apply, you know, what we need in order to move the wrong kind of fear out of the way.
Absolutely.
Because, amen, we need, amen, the type of fear that will love God in spite of what we see.
Absolutely.
That's amen.
A good statement. And ladies and gentlemen, as we face fear, we need to do so with faith. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of faith, and we need to faith him. And
amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, not on philosophical rhetoric, not on denominational dogma. We do not base our decisions and our statements on this broadcast each and every day on some political ideological bent. We base it on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then one of the things that is so prevalent today, is the fact that so many are disinterested in and discount anything that's called truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that prevalent today, perhaps more than ever in the history of our nation. At one time, people would speak truth, stand for truth, and listen to truth and want to find truth. We find that is an anathema today in most cases. It's the reason I'm so delighted with the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint and his statement. In part, he said, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian church. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said himself, I am truth. Further, he makes the statement, thy word is truth. So we need to go back to the word of God. What does God's word say in relationship to truth? And how should we respond to it? And the truth is that we're living in a world of darkness and decay, chaos and calamity, and thus people are fearful today, perhaps as never before in the history of the United States of America. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss. John Huss said, Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And so I challenge each and every one under the sound of my voice, every day on this broadcast, stand and defend the truth. You may stand alone. We may stand alone, but we need to stand on the truth book, the word of God, and stand for truth, living truth, and defending truth. There's coming a day that if we stand on truth and defend the truth, our lives will be in jeopardy. And I believe we're getting closer and closer to that very day that will become reality in our nation as it is around the world in so many places, even today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Gigantic flagpole 165 feet there with a huge, huge, huge U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sundays, allowing the employees to worship in their church with their families as God's ordained it. Drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview opportunity and see what God does with placing you in the home, the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you have questions or comments, dialogue and discussion that you'd like to entertain as we talk about the subject today, living in fear. Question mark. Are we a nation that's living, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we have people today more fearful of the future than we've seen in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100 years old. But ladies and gentlemen, today's society appears to be driven by fear. Almost everyone that you speak with today will admit some type of fear or fearful of something. For example, some are afraid of where our nation is headed. Where are we headed as a nation? Will Russia be in control? Where are we headed as a nation? Will America survive the onslaught of Russia and China, Iran, nuclear weapons, North Korea? Will we survive as a nation? Now, you can be overly wrought with that. You can be concerned. I talk about that just about every day, but I can still place my head on the pillow and sleep at night because I know who's in control. I know who is on the throne. I know who is sovereign and controls it all. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about living in fear. Living in fear. Are you living in fear today? You don't have to call and say, I'm afraid today. But you need to join in the dialogue and discussion. What are some of the things that you see in the world today, in our community, in our state, in our nation, that causes you to be anxious about tomorrow or fearful about tomorrow, or that you feel causes others to be frightened or afraid and unable to have faith because it's been displaced with fear? Some are fearful of the looming inflation. I don't know if you've looked at the grocery bill lately. Generally speaking, the groceries, when you take it across the board, We've seen about a 30% increase in groceries across the board, meats, milk products, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some are fearful, and some look at it on the basis, well, I need to be afraid. I may not be able to feed my family, may not be able to take care of the needs in my family, may not be able to pay the grocery bill and put gasoline in the tank of the automobile to go back and forth to work. Fearful of tomorrow. But ladies and gentlemen, how do we respond? How should we respond? Some are fearful of the possibility of World War III. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not fearful of World War III, but I believe we're on the very verge of a global conflagration that could lead into World War III, of which will absolutely cause all of the prophetic text and the Word of God to leap off the pages as it's doing each and every day. I believe that we're going to see Russia more and more involved, not disengaging, not less and less involved. Right now, the Biden administration is on the way to have a conference with Xi of China. He's been begging China to intervene. Listen to this now. The president of the freest nation on the globe begging China to intervene with Putin to try to talk Putin into some kind of peace agreement to stop the war in Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, I am embarrassed. I'm ashamed. I'm concerned about the condition of America and the president, his weakness that's being seen and laughed at by the globe. But I want to tell you, I'm not afraid. We need to understand that God is sovereign, God's in control of all of these events. Yet others are afraid today because China and Russia and Iran and the potential of a nuclear war and the extinction of humanity. You realize, ladies and gentlemen, Biden, today as we speak, his entire administration's wrapped up in trying to renegotiate the 2015 nuclear treaty deal with Iran, where we gave Iran a plane load of money on pallets of cash money to buy them into signing the agreement. And now they're talking about releasing about $100 billion, some astronomical number. I believe it's $100 billion, $96 billion, something like that. That's still $100 billion in my book. They're going to release that's been under sanctions. They'll release that. And right now, there's negotiation between America and Iran, with the negotiator being henchmen out of the Putin administration. Negotiating a deal for America to be allow Iran to be on the fast track to develop nuclear weapons. And we are, I say we, our nation, the president's begging Iran to re-enter that agreement. It was entered into in 2015 when President Trump went in office. The wise decision he made was to cancel that agreement. And now Biden is salivating, wanting to be back. You must ask the question, ladies and gentlemen, why is Biden so anxious to get that agreement back on track with Iran? Ladies and gentlemen, the underlying fact is he hates Israel, and he knows that if Iran has a nuclear weapon, it's going to be aimed at nothing more and nothing less than America, the great Satan, and Israel, and that's the two major enemies of Iran as they see it, and yet we are negotiating that to our detriment with the leader that's in the White House today, or those that are controlling him. Biden is not doing anything. He's the puppet in somebody's hand. He's the putty in the hands of the Obama team that's behind the scenes running America. And I'm concerned, but I'm not fearful. But there are a lot of folks today, Pastor Davis, that's frightened to death with what we see. When you look out on the horizon, you look at the political landscape, you look at the things that's taking place around the globe, and it seems as though it's coming to a crescendo. It seems that everything is coming to a grand completion.
Amen.
In the globe. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason it seems that way is because it is. Let me just tell you this. Illustration was used a number of years ago, and I'll never forget it. Most of you do not know this fact, but the old movie theaters, you don't have the large 16-millimeter reels of film as they did in that day. When I say in that day, I'm talking about in my day.
Amen.
The old
Amen.
Movie theaters where you go in and the 16-millimeter reel as the movie is playing. It's going slow and slow until the movie's over. But the projectionist in the projection booth, before he walks out after that movie is played, he rewinds that cellulose that's called the video or the movie plastic on that reel. And the closer it gets to wrap up, the faster and faster that reel goes. Ladies and gentlemen, the closer we get to the wrap up of this old world, the faster the events will take place. Pastor Davis and I were talking before the show today that it seems as though everything is happening so quickly on a global basis. It seems as though you cannot keep up. As someone used the term, it's like drinking water out of a fire hose.
Amen.
You just can't drink enough. You can't grasp it enough. You can't get your arms around it and embrace it enough. But ladies and gentlemen, because of these things, multitudes today are living in a state of fear. Some are just afraid of not being able to make ends meet financially. Pastor Davis, I don't laugh at it, but I'm amused by the fact that many people voted for Biden because he was going to give us $15 an hour minimum wage based on the federal law. He was going to sign, he was going to perform miracles, and he was going to wipe out all student debt. He was going to give everybody from the cradle to the grave a check in the mailbox every month. And so people voted for him based on that socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic lie.
Amen.
And yet today, people have less money, net money. Listen, if you disagree with this, call me and let us know. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. The average person today, Pastor, has less money in their pockets, net money, after paying bills, after paying for gasoline, after paying for groceries, after paying their taxes, after paying their overhead, the lights, the power, et cetera, they have less money in their pocket than they did 2 years ago.
Amen, amen. What some don't realize, Dr. Youngblood, and I think we do well to mark this down in life as we continue to live. Along with every raise that you get on your job,
yes,
cost of living raise.
That's right.
The prices are going up on everything else around you.
That's right.
So then that dollar or two that you might have got on the hour is still being consumed now.
Diminished
because it
completely.
Costs more for you to buy the things that you really need in life.
That's right.
Set that aside from the thing that you want.
Mm-hmm.
When we're thinking about pleasures, going out to movies and restaurants and theme parks, different other things that people like to do for entertainment. Mm-hmm. When you look at the cost of living, add it together with what you like to do for pleasure, all of that money is being eaten right back up. So then let's not fool ourselves, because when we look at things as the way that they're going right now, and no matter how fearful they might look, Dr. Youngblood, God's still in control. And what we need to know is that what is happening is coming right off the pages of Scripture.
Yes, it is.
There is nothing that's not written already or had been written prior to this time that is not happening in this present time.
Pre-written.
And as we continue to live, Scripture is going to continually be fulfilled.
Yes. And for those, ladies and gentlemen, that are saying, well, I've got to be concerned about food. I've got to be concerned about clothing and shelter for my family. Go back to Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 25 and following. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor what you shall have on the body put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? And he goes on to give illustrations of the fowl in the air, etc., etc. In verse 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whether withal shall we be clothed? For all of these things do the Gentiles, speaking of the in that era in the culture, the heathen, those that are lost, all that the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
So, Pastor, God's word, as you said a moment ago, already covers everything that we could be considering today as would cause us to be afraid, to be fearful, or to worry. And the scripture is very, very clear that your food, clothing, and shelter, God is in control of it. Now, that doesn't mean you sit at home and not work.
Amen.
That doesn't mean that you don't go out and look for work. That doesn't mean that you sit at home and won't the Biden administration send you a check in the mail. That's not what I'm talking about at all. But we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that if you've been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, if you know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, God's already promised to meet every need. But there's a caveat there. And that 33rd verse of Matthew, the 6th chapter, starts off with but. any English grammarian will tell you that's a contrast, that's a transition. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
Pastor, I believe we have many that have lost sight of that.
Amen.
And many today that do not go to worship service in church and Sunday school on Sunday. Many that fail to honor the Lord in any service and any tithing and any giving and service and surrender unto his lordship on the basis that I've got to go out and work. I've got to go out and keep pedaling that bicycle to make sure that I do not fall over, that make sure that I leave God out in order to get money that's needed for my family. That's the wrong approach, and that is absolutely antithetical to what the scripture says that we ought to do.
Amen, amen, amen. If we learn, Dr. Youngblood, to leave things in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
That's the number one thing for a Christian. Now, some people live, and I've heard many say in the church, as we're speaking right now, there are many people in the church say, I don't know what's going to happen next. Well, when you say that, to me, you're telling me you're not reading the scripture.
That's right.
Because if you want to know what God is up to or what he is going to do next, read the book.
Read the book.
Just read the book.
Well, as I've told people, I read the last chapter. I know the end of the story. I know where it all ends.
Amen. Amen. Even if you want to know what's going to happen to Satan, read the book. Yeah. It's here.
That's right.
He said, and I believe that's what, I forget what part of Revelation, I believe that's chapter 3, somewhere over there where I read, he said, I know where Satan's seat is.
That's right.
Satan can't go anywhere, or he can't do anything without God's permission. So even though it might look like he's wreaking havoc right now on today, God has him on a leash.
On a leash, and he can go only as far as God will let him go.
Amen. Amen. He's under control.
He's under control.
So let us know and understand on today, we have no reason to fear because our God shall fight for us.
Amen. Amen. Nehemiah said that to his followers and his workers. Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, the 20th verse. Our God's going to fight for us. There are others, ladies and gentlemen, that are worried and concerned and fearful when they see the looming communist takeover of America. And that's what we're watching. And Pastor, communism has been in America for some 50 to 60 years, some say up to 100 years. And we've allowed communism to flourish in America. We've allowed our educational institutions, everything that's called governmentally controlled secular education, governmentally controlled schools, that is the colleges and the universities, and even in our high schools across America, where we've allowed the socialist, Marxist, communist to come in. And right now, the communist professors literally control most of what's taught and said. I watched this morning's news and was highly concerned when I saw a video clip of students in Yale University. They're in the law school department of Yale University, studying to be lawyers. And they had a lady attorney from the Alliance Defending Freedom that was going to speak, and a ACLU atheist heathen that was going to speak. Both of them, though, talking about the need for there to be freedom of speech.
Amen.
And the about 100-plus law students chanted, called them vile, vulgar names, and had to get law enforcement to come and get the two speakers out to save or to protect their, give them safety in doing so. That's what's in America. And you think about, ladies and gentlemen, those 100-plus students in there that are studying law, one day they'll be attorneys practicing law. One day they'll be running for office and be this, leaders in the House and the Senate. There'll be those that'll be leading in many of the avenues and areas of life and society in America today. And yet they are the socialist, Marxist, communist mindset because of what they've been taught in these incubators of brainwashing that's called the prestigious universities and colleges. I would not have a child of mine, would not want a child of mine to have a credential from any school like that. And the point that I make with the digression is, ladies and gentlemen, when we see these things taking place, multitudes become frightened, afraid, and anxious for tomorrow and not realizing what the scripture says in relationship to that. In fact, in Luke's gospel, the 21st chapter, I think we have the answer in part to that. In Luke's gospel, the 21st chapter, it says, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And it goes on to say then in verse 28, and when these things shall, when these things begin to come about, then look up, lift up your head. for your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
So, Pastor, what I see in the scriptures, you said a moment ago, we look at the scripture, we've got the answer.
Amen.
And we see in the scripture that it says that men's hearts will fail them, be failing them because of what's happening in the world. They are fearful, and it causes the heart to fail. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing that come to fruition today. We're watching fear on every hand, and multitudes are fearful because of where our nation is headed. Multitudes are fearful because of the looming inflation, where you're looking at gasoline. I mentioned this just a moment before the show to Pastor Davis. Normally, I'd fill my tank up and my automobile be between $30 and $34. Yesterday's fill-up was $84 and some few cents.
My goodness.
$84 and some few cents. If that's not inflation, nothing is.
Amen.
And yet at the same time, Biden is now saying that Russia caused it, Putin caused it. And that's an absolute lie, if I may say that. Putin didn't cause it. Biden had done it by shutting down the XL pipeline, by shutting down anything that's called gas production, natural production of crude oil in America. And as a result of that, we're dependent upon now the Saudi Arabians. We're dependent upon now the oil out of Russia. And Russia is now the open, in-your-face enemy of America, and it's causing people to be fearful. Perhaps
Amen.
You're fearful today. Perhaps you are looking for an answer. Dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your statements, your thoughts, your insight in relationship to what you see that's causing fear in America today.
Amen.
Others look at that which causes them to be afraid of the COVID pass, the COVID passport. In fact, it's been subtle, it's been quiet, it's been almost a non-entity since Biden's State of the Union address, March the 1st. It's as though, Pastor, that COVID was just shut off and nothing else about COVID. But behind the scenes, 21 states have already adopted a COVID pass. It is a digital QR code that will have all of the medical records on there to show that you've had your first shot, your second shot, your third shot, your fourth shot, however many it's going to be.
My.
And all the boosters that come, and now we're being told that they're going to require booster shots at least every 6 months or every 12 months. From now on, henceforth, for all the balance of the world in America. But there are a lot of folks today that are fearful of that. Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not fearful of it. I know it's going to happen. I know what's happening. I know we're on the fast track for the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 13 when the lawless one, the man of sin, the Antichrist, steps on the scene. And everybody's got to have an ID, some kind of mark, some kind of chip, some kind of identification, some kind of passport, or they will not be able to buy, sell, trade, or travel. They'll not be able to open their business or close their business because they'd be under the domination and control of the Antichrist.
Amen.
But that, Pastor, does not cause me to be afraid.
Amen.
As
Amen.
I see these things taking place, there's a partial, not rejoicing, but a partial recognition and praising the Lord, knowing that His Word is jumping off the pages of the Bible.
Amen. Amen. We have to realize, Dr. Youngblood, as you just got finished saying, as these words begin to come to pass, as far as being fulfilled, that lets us know, that gives us the sense of knowing that things are going to be happening. And we're going to be going through those things as they happen.
Yes.
But remember, in the same passage of scripture that you just read, Luke 21, verse number 9 says, but when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified.
That's right.
Commotion means unstable, unexpected trouble.
That's right.
So these things are going to happen, but we're going to have to go through them. Mm-hmm. He said, be not terrified.
That's right.
When you get terrified and fearful, you lose control of yourself. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, you're going to have to take a chill pill to get yourself back under control.
Exactly.
Amen.
Right.
And this is what they want, Dr. Youngblood. They want to string America out on drugs, have you dependent on things in order to keep you stable so that they can control you. And this is what me and someone else were talking about on yesterday. It's all about mind control, controlling the individual.
Mass psychosis.
Amen. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues. Talking about living in fear.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.